Well, good morning, everyone. Well, I'm doing this video the second time. The first time the volume didn't come out. I hope it comes out this time. I just checked my mic and it seemed to be working this time, so we'll see what happens. Today is the 20th of April, 2021, and I never have liked doing things twice. But I've entitled this video, God is in Control. I want to thank Tom Adams for sending me the books by the Old School Baptists regarding the absolute predestination of all things. You know, there are a lot of power elites, international bankers, and governments that want total control. But I'm here to give them the good news for God's elect, that God is in control. And regardless of what you think you can do, what power you have over men, God has power over you. And you can only do what God has ordained is to come to pass. It gives the Christian great rest. All things were created by him and for him. And there's nothing that exists that Christ has not created. Colossians 1. And so when you try to set all of these rules and regulations and everything else, realize if you're able to do so, God has so ordained that it happened. If you're able to torture me or lock me up in an internment camp or threaten me or take away my liberties, my liberties in Christ, and you're cutting my head off, is just going to send me to glory. And so I can rest in that today. We're all going to die if Christ doesn't come back first. We're all going to return to dust, and our souls are going to return to God, who gave it. And there's a lot of people that are getting bent out of shape about what's going on in this world. But I'm here to say that God is in charge. He has the whole world in his hands. And so those people that think they have all this power, this lust for power and control and money and fame and lording it over other people, it's just a matter of time until they find out who is in control. Ephesians 1 and 2 is very clear. God's people were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. God predestinated them to adoption. And God works all things after the counsel of his own will, not some things. So that gives us great comfort to know that God has his people. And he will bring us into complete union with him when we find ourselves in paradise with him in eternity. The marriage supper of the Lamb. So this morning, don't be discouraged if you're one of God's elect. I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. If I didn't believe in the absolute predestination of all things, predestination means predetermining what happens before it happens. And God does. And if God hasn't, then God is not God. So let us never forget that this morning. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and may we always be reminded that God is in control. God bless.